Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguist team. If you want to practice and improve your English, go to our website, linguistov.ru. And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Morning. Well, good morning. It's unusually cold today, isn't it?
I hate this weather. I want to sleep all the time.
I like this weather. I'm extremely productive when it's cold outside.
Oh.
And yes, you can sleep and not have pricks of conscience because you sleep. So just been outside with my dog and it feels like it's September. October. Not its best times, you know.
Have you brought St. Petersburg weather with you?
Yeah, I have. You're the one to blame. Well, don't you tell anyone. My dad is kind of disappointed. He had plans for today. No, he had to cancel them all.
Oh.
So he's at home and he's blaming the weather. But, you know,
okay.
He doesn't know that it's me. who should be blamed, not the weather.
If he knew, big family conflict. Yeah. Asha is thrown out of the house with Lola, and you would become a beggar.
Yeah,
and
maybe a street artist.
That's a better way to put it.
I can do nothing. I mean, but I can learn. I'm very teachable. Lola can learn some tricks too.
I think that we would do quite fine as street artists. No,
you will. I mean, you will be singing and then. And then when you're tired, you can draw. I can be just a girl with a dog.
That's enough, I suppose.
Yeah. Thinking the other day, I mean, when I was eating and Lola was asking for food and she was, you know, opening her mouth as if she was going to say something, but she didn't. And I was just hoping, I mean, why don't you say anything? We could be millionaires if you just said one single word.
Like, that's right.
Like, give me food, you know? Just that, it's that easy. Why don't you do that? We could be millionaires. We could be on tour all over the world. I mean, me and my dog.
Mm-hmm.
She never did.
Did you explain it to her? I mean,
I did. I tried to persuade her to speak. I'm like, mm-hmm. Say it. Say that you want food. Say you're hungry. No, she just looked at me with her Cocker Spaniel eyes. I'm still hoping, you know, maybe one day. And then that would completely change my life and hers too.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, is that the sound effects of our podcast?
That's right, yes.
So let's get started. Let's get to the news.
Sort of the reminder. Come on, let's start. A 12-year-old French boy was reported so determined not to go to the dentist that he faked his own kidnapping, leading to a one-month investigation by cops.
Where did he go?
Hang on. No, I mean, he said that he had escaped.
His parents believed that too, yeah? His parents reported to the police that he was missing.
Hang on. He invented the story. He even invented a villain who, uh-huh, he said, lured him to his car for directions as he was heading to the dentist appointment. And it was only by luck that the boy managed to escape, he said. So he escaped him.
According to his story, he escaped, but the police started investigation.
That's right, yes.
That was so smart of him.
That's right.
Anyway, if he escaped from the imaginary kidnapper, that means that he eventually had to go to the dentist.
Maybe he thought that there would be some kind of a fuss about it, that everyone would forget about this.
About his teeth.
Yeah.
That is okay then, because I was thinking maybe he simply disappeared and kidnapped himself, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody was looking for him and he was hiding somewhere. I don't know, in the attic of an old house,
mm-hmm.
and oh, waiting till the dentist forget about his teeth. Are you afraid of dentists?
When I was a child, I was afraid. I was mortally afraid of the dentist, but now, no.
So when you are at a dentist, do you normally ask for painkiller injection so that you could feel at ease?
Yes, because I don't know. Pain and I, we do not get along.
Uh-huh. Yeah. who does, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are some people, but no. Since I came here from St. Petersburg back to Nabirzhny Chelny, I had some problems with my teeth. You know, St. Petersburg is not the best place for this sort of hygiene type of uh-huh. things. And so I went to the dentist and I visited him like 4 times a week.
No wonder you made friends with him.
That's right. Yeah. So we chatted.
I wouldn't be even surprised if you had an affair.
Oh,
with
no.
Visiting your dentist 4 times a week. By the way, a male dentist and a very handsome one.
Sure, but he's married.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Why did you say that? We could have kept it as a secret, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, sometimes it's not really a problem, you know?
So, what happened?
No, everything was fine, and we chatted, you know, it was mostly one way chatting, yes. Me just nodding when I had the chance.
And I was at a dentist the other day, and you know, I was sitting up there in the chair with my mouth wide open, and she was asking me questions.
I mean, do they do this on purpose?
Do they actually expect the patient? She asked me special questions. I mean, not just general ones where you can, you know, nod your head and somehow show that yes or no. But mm-hmm. she was asking, like, so where did you say you had your teeth repaired last time? What was I supposed to say with my mouth wide open?
Teach that in the dentist schools or what? Because it's really common. All of them do that. It's not only one case.
Maybe they can read the patient's mind.
That would explain a lot.
They get the answer, you know, somehow.
And by the way, what do you think about the hairdressers? How do you react, for example? Do you normally chat with your hairdresser or do you just sit silently? And
I'm not the one who initiates the conversation. And I think I'm lucky not to have ever been asked personal questions while having my hair done. Normally, these questions are somehow related to my hairstyle. Okay. When and under which circumstances uh-huh. did I do that? And why it is so weird. So, but normally, nothing personal. So, because I don't really like being asked by people who are not in my circle of friends. Being asked, you know, personal questions. So, but you know, I had this interesting story when I had a classmate who used to be a very good friend of mine when we were kids. And then my other classmate from another school knew this girl because we used to hang out together for you know, a month or something. But she only knew her name and her last name and that she was my classmate. And then one day, my other, the one that was from another school classmate, told me the latest news about my old classmate, that she got married to a guy from Jordania, became a Muslim, and completely changed her lifestyle, you know. And I'm like, how do you know all these facts? And then she's like, well, you know, I was having my nails done, you know, at a manicurist, and she told me about that. Like, how do you know that it's all about my classmate? Well, she told me her name and her last name and where she lives, so I kind of figured it out. I'm like, wow. And that was actually true, because later on I checked her profile in a social network, and yes, she moved to Jordania. The world is really close. Never trust any personal information to your hairdresser, your dentist, your, I don't know, because they are going to open your secret.
When I go to the hairdresser, I can't just sit there. Just, you know,
stare in the mirror.
Yeah, that's right. Somehow it's very awkward otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, nothing personal, of course, but generally just about the weather. Oh, sorry.
Do you have to change the topic?
Okay, so let's move on. Yeah, dilemma. Yeah.
Sorry. That conversation was so interesting. Oh. A pregnant athlete ran 800 meters in a U.S. national tournament despite being due to give birth in 6 weeks, which means that she was 34 weeks pregnant. She finished in last place, but she still managed to complete the race, finishing it in 2 minutes and 32 seconds. Alicia Montano finished last in the qualifying heats and trailing behind for most of it, but the runner still ended up taking all the headlines. The 28-year-old insists that doctors told her exercising during her pregnancy is much better for both the mom and the baby. So that's basically...
I mean...
There is this funny picture of a pregnant woman who is just about to deliver... And she's running in a marathon.
There must be some kind of the limits for exercising. So when the doctor said to her, do exercises, they didn't mean doing marathons when you are about to...
Then she continued, the more active and fit you are during pregnancy, the easier it will be for you to your changing shape and weight gain.
Well...
It will also help you to cope with labor and get back into shape after the birth.
I mean, that's a little bit overdoing, yeah? getting it over the top. Well,
there should be some limits anyway.
But is everything okay with her?
With the runner?
Doesn't
say, but she looks okay on the picture. I mean, she finished the race.
Okay.
She didn't deliver during the race, so. But I don't know. I once met a couple of pregnant women in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they were maybe 32, 34 weeks pregnant.
Okay.
And they were doing not anything like yoga or aerobics. They were exercising. They were, you know, doing a lot of exhausting activities, and I'm like, wow, you girls have fun. But I think it's cool. I mean, why do you have to feel like you are a big hippo? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you like this kind of lifestyle, if you're pretty active, if you're a runner,
why not? I mean, I expect that her baby would turn out to be some
kind of a runner. Hey, mom, wait!
What are you doing?
Wait!
A man accused of using accordion to smuggle meth. A Mexican man is in custody for allegedly trying to smuggle 4.5 pounds of methamphetamine. Yeah?
Mess
into Arizona in an accordion. Officers say nearly
how much
4.5 pounds.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, an accordion is not a very small instrument, you know.
It was full of mess.
I suppose so. Yeah. So an accordion full of mess,
and if stretched, it becomes even bigger.
That's right, yeah. But I think that
if extended, you know.
But I think that it's a little bit more complicated to transport it this way.
Well, everybody would be surprised.
And the officers say nearly 13,600 worth of meth was found wrapped in black tape and stashed in the center of the accordion. That this man was carrying.
Smart guy. Unfortunately, yeah. His plan was not successful, but but 5 points for the idea. I have this another example of smart drug dealers. The prisoners' visitors, they soak socks in water with distilled cocaine.
Okay.
And then they dry these socks, but they have these little pieces of cocaine, you know, between the fabrics.
Huh.
okay. in the fabrics. And then they just like kind of bring these socks to the prisoner, to their relatives who are in prison. It works.
Oh god.
I mean, how smart should you be to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just another idea for our fellow dealers.
You're welcome.
Yeah? Just don't forget to mention where you got the information from. Just kidding.
I mean, it's copyright. Yeah?
Copyright, yeah. Oh, by the way, you know another interesting piece of news I recently come across to. The girl, aged 18, is addicted to gas drinking. So she started drinking gas, you know, petrol, yeah, a couple of years ago.
Drink? And
she drinks it on a daily basis.
Okay.
Just a couple of, not a lot, maybe. Just a bit, but every day on a daily basis, and she says she it helps her feel so much better. So she always has a bottle of gasoline
mm-hmm.
with her, and in a stressful situation, she just sips it and feels much better.
A nice alternative
and this and this burning effect in her mouth, she says she can compare it with nothing.
Well, the burning sensation. but the whole drinking, can it be bad for your digestive system?
Can it be bad? I'm sure it's bad. I wonder why.
But you say she has been doing this for how long?
For a couple of years. And her mother is hoping that there would be someone who would help her.
But I mean, how did she start? How does it come to your mind, you know, to try?
Maybe just pure curiosity, like how does it taste like?
Well, yeah, but for example, you taste something and it doesn't taste very nice, and you stop doing this.
But apparently it tasted nice for her when she didn't stop.
Oh, okay.
So she liked it. She was like, wow, it tastes good. Something in it. I can add a couple of drops to my coffee. That's how she developed this kind of addiction.
Well, yes, but for example, you start drinking alcohol not because it tastes well, just sometimes it's because other people do this.
Oh, you mean social drinking?
That's right. Most of the time, no.
Apparently, gasoline is not a social.
Yeah, I suppose so. Drink. So, I mean, how? Okay.
I, frankly speaking, I will surprise you, but I have never tried gasoline, so I can. I'm not really. I don't really know what attracts her in gasoline, but I can presume that probably it's just the flavor. The effect that it has. I mean, people are different, and some people's mm-hmm. tastes are very weird. Maybe that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. But anyway, I mean, it's just so special, you know. She's on a date with someone, and then she's just like grabs a bottle of her gas. And, I'm kind of thirsty. Can I take? And then you know. What have you been drinking? Is that gas? I like it. You want to try some? No, thanks.
So, what are your plans for today?
I'm planning to work, just saying, indoors and work because the weather is not very walkable.
Mm-hmm.
And no berries today. how do you say that in English, by the way?
The small forest?
No, the process of picking up berries.
Picking up berries? No. berry picking. Burying. Burying, yeah.
These are specific types of berries, yeah? Not the ones which are usually in the garden.
Sure. Yeah.
They grow on the hills.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea how they're called in English. Anyway, no burying today. No walking, staying inside.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I have some lessons. I'll go somewhere with my mother.
Somewhere like to the zoo?
Yes, of course, yeah. Every Sunday?
Every Sunday, family reunion. I don't know, I'm being so random today.
Then what else? And that's it. So maybe I've been planning another cartoon. So maybe I will do something if I have time.
Cartooning,
yeah. So cartooning. Some people are daring, some people are
cartooning.
Yeah.
Good. I like this word, cartoon.
Cartoon.
Anyway, dear listeners, if you want to listen to us teaching you English, you can order a trial lesson on our website, which is www.linguistov.ru. We will be happy to talk to you. You can also subscribe to our website and read fantastic articles, which are not only educational, but also a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch videos on our YouTube channel, and the channel you can find also on our website. You can visit us in vk.com,
mm-hmm.
in Facebook, and till next time.
Yep, till next time. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.